My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
They're asking on Get Up right now or on First Take, is Bryce Young the worst number one overall pick ever? I don't have the list. I don't have the list in front of me. I mean, it's bad. He's benched for those, and we're going to talk about this in a second. He was benched in Carolina yesterday. Reportedly, Bryce kind of surprised by it, which I think gives a window into some of probably the dysfunction behind the decision and who might be behind it. But yeah, you know, it's ownership. But Dave Canales, the head coach, is taking the bullet for it. We'll talk about all that in a minute. Is Bryce Young the worst number one pick ever? I say no. Without looking at the list, I say no, only because I'll see your Bryce Young and raise you a Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell is, I would, sight unseen, without having the list in front of me of number one overall picks, I will take Jamarcus Russell. You can have the field, and I will win that debate every day of the week with Jamarcus Russell as the worst number one overall pick. Bryce Young, at least, is trying. Bryce Young, at least, is in shape. Bryce Young, I don't think, at least yet, is getting into the purple drink like Jamarcus did at one point. So, yeah, no. Not the, now, really bad. Worst one recently, maybe. But no. So, Bryce Young, the question I have, Seth, is this. In an alternate universe,
yeah,
where are these franchises right now? This is purely hypothetical, but let's just jump into a hypothetical alternate universe. If Carolina takes C.J. Stroud with the number one overall pick and the Texans take Bryce Young with the number two overall pick, look, none of us know what that would look like, but I feel pretty confident in saying I don't think Bryce Young is benched by the third week of his second year if he were here.
I don't think so, no. I think that it would have been in an actual system that helped him out, and that not even trying to heap praise on Bobby Slowick or anything. There's just a little bit more that I think Bobby Slowick executing and running this system can do for a young quarterback than perhaps Frank Reich can. Then, you know, because some of the stuff that Frank Reich has done for quarterbacks is also capitalizing on those guys, their either athleticism or their ability to do things in short bursts, but not necessarily really, like, transform them. So, yeah, I would say that Bryce Young would be better off in this system. I don't know how good he'd be or if he'd be good at all. I mean, we look at, okay, Bryce Young's rookie year versus Davis Mills' rookie year. And different systems, so that's not even it. But this is how bad, I mean, Davis Mills' rookie year was way better than Bryce Young's rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
And this is as supposedly Bryce Young was stepping into a great situation last year.
That's what I was trying.
It did not look that way. Davis Mills was not in a great situation either. But Davis threw like twice as many touchdown passes in his rookie year as Bryce Young did last year.
Davis was very good the last five games. Davis had to come in week two because Tyrod Taylor hurt his hamstring in that Cleveland game. And then Davis did some good things, but then really struggled at one point. They started to get blown out in the middle of that year in games.
Yeah.
I remember an Arizona game they got blown out in. There was a Colts game they got blown out. And then when Tyrod Taylor was healthy again, they put him back in, and Tyrod Taylor wasn't very good. So they just said, screw it, and they gave the last five games to Davis Mills. And he went 2-3, and it put up very good numbers over those last five games.
Like, I mean, he was 67% of his passes, 16 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. I mean, nothing, you know, rookie of the year caliber or anything. But you look at Bryce Young, and he was, oh my gosh, he was 59.8% completion percentage last year.
Yeah.
11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. So basically, same number of interceptions, but Davis threw a lot more touchdowns. This feels like a depressing competition to be in, but I think it just goes to speak. Because somebody had asked, should the Texans trade Davis Mills for Bryce Young? I would say based on performance in the NFL, hell no.
Right.
And especially because Bryce Young, it would be him learning the system all over again. And I think that right now, if the Texans got some kind of godfather offer for Davis Mills, then they might consider parting with him. But I think that they look at themselves as a Super Bowl competitor, and having a backup quarterback, as we've seen in recent history, can make a big, big difference, not just in the regular season, but potentially in the postseason. And Bryce Young does nothing for you right now. He is not the godfather offer.
No.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, I didn't know Bryce Young was going to be available.
It is a fair question to wonder, though, okay, like what, you know, like what conveyor belt is he on right now, Bryce Young? You know what I mean? Because guys get benched as a young quarterback, and you it can go any number of ways. It can be a benching because they feel like he just needs to watch the game from the sideline a little bit, and they'll put him back in. It can be a benching where you're done here, kid, but maybe you get picked up somewhere else, like a Zach Wilson type benching or a Trey Lance situation, something like that. It could be a benching where you're out of the league altogether. I think Bryce is going to wind up on another NFL team, if not later this year, then next season. I just wonder. I mean, Carolina is so dysfunctional. I wonder if there are teams that had good grades on Bryce Young that feel like, no, this might be, we might be getting a stock, we might be buying low on something that's, well, where there's still something there.
You know, this is, we talked about this last week a little bit, which is that if you're going to take a guy as a quarterback, okay, what's your superpower? What are you good at? All of that. And especially taking somebody number one overall, okay, with a short quarterback, they better have something that offsets that. And I think the lesson that people probably learned was, you know, I think if Kyler Murray were in the draft again, I think there's a good chance he goes number one overall again. I think the next time a 6 foot or a 5 foot 11 quarterback, a short quarterback comes up and he's not ridiculously athletic, or he doesn't have surreal ball placement or anticipation or something like that, then I don't think there's a chance he goes number one overall. It's a, you got to offset that height issue with something. I mean, I think you saw with Caleb Williams in that game the other night, there's times where his height hurts him.
Yes.
And he's simply not going to be able to stand in the pocket the way C.J. Stroud can and throw with offensive linemen in his lap. Caleb Williams is going to have to use his athleticism to get out of that, but at least he has that. And he's not the same type of athlete as a Kyler Murray or something, but he's got some escapability that you can see where that'll be an asset. I just don't see that with Bryce Young. And a lot of that was one of the things I did hear from scouts and then even some SEC coaches before the draft last year was, it's not like Bryce Young was running away from the best defenders in the SEC. So what exactly are you going to do with this guy that's so threatening on the perimeter if he can't also stand in the pocket and really deliver?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody asked, what would CJ Stroud be doing if he were on his, you know, third coordinator and third head coach, if you include interim and things like that? My feeling on that is CJ's a stabilizer. Like if the Panthers drafted CJ Stroud, Frank Reich is probably still the head coach there.
I don't, you know, or if not, that's where it is an interesting hypothetical.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have done as well as he did last year.
No doubt.
I think it might have ended up being kind of like Alex Smith in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And there's quarterbacks that stick around, and you can see what they have or what it might take. We were talking about Josh Allen earlier in the show. I think Josh Allen is not offensive coordinator proof.
Right.
I think he's needed to find that he's done. He did well with Brian Daboll, didn't do well with Ken Dorsey. I mean, the numbers were good and everything, but there was just something that was a little bit. It didn't look like Josh Allen was really becoming the genuine, polished, veteran NFL quarterback. Whereas now this year with Brady as his offensive coordinator, I think he looks more like a polished NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that on Allen. I think with CJ, if CJ had gone to Carolina, that means he would have been the number one overall pick, like Burrow was the number one overall pick in Cincinnati. And you brought up Burrow's rookie year earlier. If I remember correctly, Burrow got hurt towards the... He definitely got hurt because the Texans didn't face him that year at the end of the season. They faced some backup. If I'm not mistaken, Burrow didn't win a bunch of games his rookie year. I think he was 2-7-1 his rookie year, but he looked good. You know, like you tell there was something there. Now, I don't know if CJ would have been able to overcome the dysfunction with the Teppers the way that Burrow was able to overcome the dysfunction with the Brown family in Cincinnati and ultimately the next year get them to a Super Bowl. Probably not. That's just a crazy arc. But I do think that would have been, to me, the doppelganger for CJ would have been. I think he probably would have looked good, and you could see and go, there's definitely something there with this kid, but they wouldn't have won a bunch of games like he did with the Texans last year.
The biggest thing is that Burrow did well without a good offensive line in front of him.
Yeah.
So there were times where it was, now, even though he was guilty in his first few years of taking too many sacks, and sometimes it was his fault, but he's also doing really good things when he didn't have actually good protection in front of him. And that part was evident and obvious. I think you probably would have seen that from CJ too. I mean, it's impossible to know, obviously, but I think just because of the way he's wired and honestly his physical stature, he's just more... He's more physically built to be in a bad situation like that.
That was the big thing. I was listening to Charlotte radio yesterday when this news broke, and I'm like, oh, I want to hear the instant reaction to this. And that was the thing, and that might be the thing, too, if I'm a team that's looking at Bryce going, I don't know, is they invested heavily in the offensive line with him in this offseason. Like, they signed two offensive linemen. I forget the names, but they signed two. Like, one was a guard. I think his last name's Hunt. And then Damian Lewis, I think, was the other one. They invested heavy in the offensive line, and that part has worked. The offensive line pass protecting's actually been very good these first two games. Caleb Williams was pressured 23 snaps against the Texans. Bryce Young was pressured 4 snaps against the Chargers on Sunday and losing 26-3. So I think that was the thing that Panther fans and probably the Panthers themselves were like, look, like all this investment that we made to help the kid, it's actually working. We went and got receivers for him, too. He can't hit them. We went and got Deontay Johnson from the Steelers, and we drafted Xavier Leggett in the first pick of the second round, and we gave two offensive linemen each $15 to $20 million. He got pressured four times the whole game, and we're scoring 3 points. He throws for 84 yards in the game.
I was reading this article, Sean, about, I guess, the big thing in New York City these days amongst the super rich is that they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on these people that help their kids prep for the college application process, taking your tests, doing the interviews, helping them out with their essays, certainly not writing the essays for them.
No.
And I just have this picture of just some, you know, some of those parents are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and they got some kid that's just a dolt.
Just a moron. That's Bryce.
You can give him all the training he wants and they're going to be like, so what are your goals in coming to this this institution? Like, oh, I want to get laid. What's the poon like around here? Hey, dump that, Ben.
Yeah, 9:30.
I think that there's just some picking his nose while the counselor's asking him the question.
Is the answer A, B, or C? Mashed potatoes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. D'Amico Ryans, final look back at the Bears and the two biggest things coming out of this game, NFL wise, with the Texans. D'Amico had some strong takes on both of these things, and we'll hear from the Texans head coach coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.